19th parak of Shabbat Mishnah Beis. We learned that what? That a milah on the 8th day of the child is Beicha Shabbat. The Mishnah is telling us what parts of the milah are Beicha Shabbat. Oysim kol tzorach milah l'Shabbat. All the things necessary for the milah itself are Beicha Shabbat. Moyalim, you're allowed to cut off the orla, the foreskin, or poirim, that is the priya, which is cutting or pulling back the membrane underneath the foreskin. Umoytetim, you're allowed to suck out the blood. That's considered part of the refuah. The noisim of it's balonis the kamoin. You're also allowed to put on it some type of a bandage with different medicinal herbs in it. In loy shochem me'er Shabbos, he didn't grind up this kamon from before Shabbos, which had medicinal purposes. Loy is bishin the noisim on Shabbos. He's allowed to do it, but he has to do it with the shinoi by chewing it in his mouth. Now doing direct grinding. We see over here that even though one grinds something with his mouth, it's still considered a malacha derabbanan. It was permitted for the sake of milah. But not every malacha that one does with his mouth is permitted. Eating, if you're chewing it up to eat, then it's permitted, because it's a maisa achila. Or biter in your mouth is also considered a maisa achila. But other malachas that one does with his mouth is considered a malacha badashina. Turning on a light with his mouth is a malacha badashina, which you're not allowed to do with self in the midrabban, unless you have special attainment. In loy taref yayin b'shem me'er shabbos, he doesn't tell after him, he doesn't tell. Another type of refuah of taking wine and oil and beating them up together. You should not prepare this on Shabbos and just put each one independently. In ein oisim lachaluk lachatril, you should not make a special type of bandage that was put around the aver after the bris. It was like a piece of cloth with a hole in it, and they keep everything in place with that. But you now have to cut the hole in it, that's making a kli. Or kerchelus matus, you have to take a piece of cloth and bandage, wrap it in that bandage, since that's not taken kli. In lo hiskin me'er Shabbos, kerchelus al spoil mezi, v'afil mechotzai cheres. If you forgot to bring the bandage to the place where the bris is, he's allowed to wrap it around his finger, which is not considered carrying it deraisa because he's wearing it on his finger. And he could take it from one chater to another chater, even though there's no eiris. Yeah, there's a discussion in the place game whether he could, the lashon of the mishnah's mashma is only permitted to take from one outside of the eiris, but from one rishus to the other to the next. Take it from the shus harabim, the mishnah's not say it's permitted, that's malchus rishonim. If it's wrapping around the fingers, considered like a malbush, and therefore you're allowed to carry it, which is a rabbin, or not